It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world while simultaneously caring for their people. The Bright Side is sponsored by PLINK Leadership. PLINK Leadership believes in a world where positive leadership is the norm and individuals and the organizations they power are a force for positive change. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, co-founder of PLINK Leadership, I'm here to bring you your 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. Hello and welcome to The Bright Side. Today we are talking about protecting your peace. And with everything that's going on with COVID-19 and folks being on mandatory shelter in place, kids being home from school, doing homeschooling, there is an opportunity for us to really be intentional about protecting our peace. So I'm Alexis Robin with PLINK Leadership and excited to bring The Bright Side to you today in hopes of giving you a little inspiration and some ideas about how to stay calm and grounded as we're in this state that makes that a little bit harder than usual. So I wanted to share some ideas about this. And I love this idea, protect your peace. I heard it from Robin Arzon in one of my Peloton rides a few days ago. And I thought, oh yes, we need to be working on this at home. And the first one, and this is also from Robin, is movement is medicine. So first thing we can do to protect our peace is just to find a way to move. And that can be hard with shelter in place if you don't have exercise equipment at home. You know, that can be difficult, but walking outside, if you're in an area where you can get away from the other people, you can keep a nice 6-foot distance. You can be in nature. Up here in Truckee, California, and the Lake Tahoe Basin area, we have a lot of outdoor space, and so it's easy to find a walking path where there aren't a lot of other people to get outside and to just move. If you're not in a space like that, there's some great opportunities online for free yoga. There's a lot of fitness centers and fitness instructors who are offering free YouTube videos of how to get moving at home. Last night, my husband and I were dancing in the kitchen to music, just trying to get our bodies moving so we aren't just sitting on the couch. There's been a lot of talk about sitting on the couch. You know, hey, we're asking you to just sit on your couch for 2 weeks, and I'm asking you to get off your couch. Don't get out of your house, but get off your couch and move something. And, you know, have a dance party, have some fun. We've got some friends on Facebook that every day their family of four is recording a 30-second lip sync to a song and a dance. And it's hysterical and it's funny and it's making us laugh. All things that are good for our immune system to have that positivity, to have the movement. So if you are lucky enough to have, you know, Peloton bike or a tread or any other kind of exercise equipment in your house, using that on a daily basis to start off your day and creating a routine around that can be really good for you. So movement is medicine. First thing to protecting your peace is keep moving and don't just sit on your couch. Don't get sedentary. The second thing about protecting our peace, and this could be peace of mind, peace of spirit, energetically, what is our peace like, is to keep a positive mindset. Thinking about what's working instead of what's not working. What is the upside of all of us being at home? There's been a lot of chatter on social media about people reconnecting with family, people doing, last night our CEO Gretchen had a family dinner with her parents who are 800 miles away and her daughter and their kids at home. They all got on Zoom, which is a video conferencing platform, and they all had a big spaghetti feed together, which is a great way to think about what's working well. We probably wouldn't have done that. She probably wouldn't have done that had it been just normal time. So there's an opportunity for some connection that wasn't there before. Thinking about what you want versus what you don't want. When, especially as leaders who are leading during this time, it's super important for us to be staying in a calm and peaceful state because anxiety is a contagious emotion. And so if we are getting into a state of panic or anxiety, that spreads through our teams and our families pretty quickly. So So thinking about what's working, talking about what you want versus what you don't want. When you go to the grocery store, rather than posting about what they didn't have, thinking about being grateful for what they did have. All of these things help us to contradict our negativity bias, which is the part of our brain that has kept us safe and alive for many years by having us look out for anything that could be potentially harming to us in our environment. But it makes our brains like Velcro for negativity. And so we're more drawn to those negative news articles, those negative posts on social media, things that are going wrong. So we have to be intentional about really thinking what is going right? What's great about this? What's perfect about having to be stuck at home for 2 weeks? All the things that are good about this versus the things that aren't. On the opposite side of that coin is creating space to be present for your own emotions. So if things aren't going well, if you are feeling anxious, if you are feeling afraid, if you are feeling nervous or uncertain, to hold space for that. We're not suggesting that you ignore that or just, put a positive spin on everything. But to hold space for that and to recognize and identify and name, what am I feeling right now? And what's happening? And like we heard in our workshop on managing anxiety, fear, and grief that Rebecca Tillmans and Renee Sievert put on last week, they suggested that when you get into the state of anxiety or when you start to notice that you're feeling fear, is to bring yourself back into the present moment and remind yourself about the fact that you're okay right now. If you're in the house and you're safe and you're healthy, you're okay right now. So be able to notice your emotions, and for your employees, create space for them to notice theirs. Which takes us to number three here, practicing pro-social behaviors. So I was super excited. Our company created a whole batch of positive pro-social behavior posters that are available on our website and available if you want to go to our Facebook page at PLINK Leadership to download those and hang them up around your house. And one of my favorites is every interaction at home allows you to fill somebody's love meter or deplete it, be a filler. So we think about that as we interact with each other. How do we fill that up for each other? How do we help create a positive contribution to each other? So practicing those pro-social behaviors, you can be reminded with those posters there. But some of the other ones that are great to practice are compassion. Having compassion for people who are struggling right now, making generous assumptions, especially about your colleagues when they're not at their best. What I've noticed is that people are on a constant kind of roller coaster of emotions. One minute they feel fine, they're optimistic, they're hopeful. The next minute they're kind of afraid, anxious, down in the dumps, getting a little snarky. I notice it in myself. There are times where I'm very positive. And then there are other times where I find that I'm very short and curt in my answers and I'm frustrated. So being compassionate with folks and making generous assumptions about your colleagues' behavior, your family's behavior, your own behavior. Another pro-social behavior is taking just what you need at the store. We've noticed a lot now people are kind of stocking up and getting fearful about there not being enough things and it's depleting the supply chain. So just take what you need. Don't get crazy at the store and make sure that you're leaving some things for the rest of your neighbors and your community members. There might be somebody who's not able to make it because they're working at a hospital or they're working in law enforcement. And so leave something on the shelves for your neighbors. Also, the basics, washing up at home so that you can keep the rest of your family healthy. It's easy to get a little bit lazy when we're just walking around the house, but keeping that hand washing up at home protects both our neighbors and our own family when we do have to go out to the store. Having patience and empathizing. It will be easy. I've heard folks, both in my network of folks and at our in our own family, to diminish people's feelings about what's going on. And, you know, it's a first world problem. We're sitting on the couch having to watch Netflix. But for some people, this is hard. And especially for the teens, if you have teenagers in your house, it's really hard. They're so used to social connection. And not minimizing that, really empathizing is an important piece around protecting our peace and protecting others' peace as well. And the last thing I would offer is, you know, there's 1,440 minutes in every day. And if you can take 10 minutes for yourself once a day, whether that's a meditation, there's some awesome meditations on Peloton called Zen in 10. Calm is a fantastic app that my daughter and I and my mom use. You can find meditations of all sorts and sizes. There's also Headspace, which is one that some of our team members use, but lots of opportunities there. Take a nap, a little 10-minute snooze, listen to your favorite song, dance around with some music. Just go sit in the sunshine in quiet, taking a long hot shower. Just do something for yourself each day that brings you that rest, that brings you that peace. Honestly, last week I noticed in the frenzy of everything changing and moving and shaking that, you know, for about 4 days, I hadn't done really anything for myself to just slow down. I hadn't sat down unless I was eating or unless I was working. And so finding that time to just create a little bit of peace of mind for yourself, whatever that looks like, will be important. So, stay tuned in. We'll be doing these broadcasts every Monday, putting out a new show, and you'll have an opportunity to listen here. You can also check out our LinkedIn at PLink Leadership or my LinkedIn, Alexis K. Robin, where you can look up for different articles. Gretchen Pisano on LinkedIn will also be writing for PLink Leadership over the weeks, and so you can go ahead and find yourself some good positive content to protect your own peace. And while we're going through this, just remember this isn't forever. We are going to get through this. Hold the space for the hope and for better times ahead. We'll get there. And until then, be well and protect your peace. This is Alexis with The Bright Side, sponsored by PLink Leadership.